Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast, and today we're talking about how to get the input that you need for English at work. But I've called this English at work because I'm an English trainer and that's what I talk about, but really these tips can be applied to any language because I am applying them as well. I have three other languages that are at different stages of development, and I use these tips as well to improve those. So whether you're wanting to improve your English skills or skills in another language, this is relevant to you if you're wanting to use them for your work. And it's not so much for people who are already working multilingually and that's normal for you and you do it all the time and then you don't need to think about it. It's for people who want to do more in a certain area, maybe post more on LinkedIn in English or have more conversations with clients or feel more confident to do new things in language. So it's about development and developing your skills. And I know part of the problem is that people say, oh, I don't have time. I have so much to do and so little time. And yeah, we all have a lot to do. And I understand this problem because there are so many things that I want to learn. Language related things, other things in my private life. And it's hard sometimes to find the time to do all the things you want to do. But sometimes it can help if you can put things together. So if you want to learn about something and you're also learning a language, there are ways to combine those activities by learning about the other thing in the other language. So then you're working on both skills at the same time. I wanted to talk about a few things that I've done in the last couple of weeks or that I've been invited to and show you how these different activities can help in terms of developing your language skills, and maybe you can find others. I think for anyone who's looking for this kind of thing in English, it's going to be a lot easier. Some of us who are learning other additional languages have to look a bit harder, but it's still possible to find them. So I am talking about my own experiences, but these are relevant to you too, because there will be all kinds of events or opportunities to learn in English as well. So last week, as I'm recording this, there was the 30th of September, which is the International Day of Translation, and there were various events. I attended one because it's really important for me to understand more about the industry where a lot of my clients are coming from nowadays. So I want to understand what's happening in that industry, and I wanted to celebrate the International Day of Translation as well. And I was invited to join an online roundtable webinar with a question and answer session organized by Women in Localization Portugal. And I went to that, and it was my first event in Portuguese that I attended. So I was happy to, you know, join the celebration of International Translation Day, but I was also happy that this was my first Portuguese event. So I did that, and that was really beneficial in terms of hearing how people talk in real life, and also hearing vocabulary related to this area of work, this industry, the kind of vocabulary that is specific to people working in translation localization. And that was really good for me. So I didn't need to speak, fortunately. but I was able to listen to the panel discussion and then the question and answers afterwards. And that can be really useful, especially if you haven't attended many events before, something where the participation expectation will be low. There are lots of webinars available where you can go and learn about something. And of course, you can interact if you want to. If you have a question to ask, you can ask your question. But there isn't an expectation that you will participate by speaking if you don't want to. So that's a really good way to start. And it's also a really good way to broaden your knowledge about other topics. I've been doing this more and more recently, attending things. Many of them are free, some of them aren't, it depends, but it's a really good way to learn. And as you do more of it, you can see which organizations provide maybe better experiences. That's something you have to figure out for yourself, what adds value for you. But it's a really good way to keep learning, whether that's in your first language or in an additional one. And then the other thing you can do is to find some kind of training that will allow you to develop a new skill, but it's also in the other language. So yesterday I was invited to a Toastmasters event and I attended as a guest. This particular one was in English, so I wasn't doing something for my language skills as such, but they also have events in Portuguese, and that would be very good for me not to participate because my level isn't there yet. But certainly to listen to others and to understand, but also from the point of view of someone who's interested in public speaking and developing my skills in that way, to listen to the presentations given by the other members and to listen to the feedback. I think there's a lot we can learn because even I caught myself, even the feedback wasn't about me yesterday, but I thought, oh yeah, I do that. I need to stop doing that. It was all very positive and very constructive, but I think there's a lot we can all learn, whether the feedback is given to us or whether we're observing. You think, yeah, that's something I need to work on too. That's a good reminder. So for me, this was good because it's something I want to learn anyway, but it's also when I attend Portuguese meetings to do this, I will also hear a lot of different voices, and that's really good as well for listening practice. Some will be easier to follow than others. That's normal, that's life. But especially if you're attending a course, for example, if you only have input from the course provider, then that's limiting your exposure to the language and the sounds of the language. So different voices are always good because it's not just the voices, it's the way in which people choose to express themselves. And it's also good to have exposure to that. Some people will use 100 words when 10 would do. Some people speak very quickly. Some people find it difficult to stay to the point. They're all different ways that we speak, and that makes us interesting. That makes us who we are. But as a language learner or someone who wants to develop their skills, it's good to be exposed to all these kind of different ways of speaking. So maybe you can find something that you can either attend as a guest or have a bit more participation in when you feel ready. And the other thing is a course that a workshop that I was invited to. I can't actually go, but hopefully there'll be other opportunities to attend this workshop. And it's in German, so it's something which I find interesting. It's actually somebody who's been here on the podcast, but it's talking about perfectionism. And yeah, I have those tendencies. I could benefit from that, but it would all be in German. And again, that's something that would be useful to me, but it would also be useful to do it in another language. So, for you, are there opportunities to learn about something you want to know more about in a workshop or a webinar? Are there opportunities for you to do that in English or whichever other language you want to improve so that you can do both things at the same time? So, those are the things that I've been involved in. Other things that I've done in the past are to find pages or maybe organizations that share information and to get them onto your feed so that you see them regularly and you can see what's going on. That's another way to find out about events, but it's also a good way to see articles or discussions about topics that are relevant to you. And again, this idea of having a network is crucial in this because the things that I'm talking about, all three of them so far, have been things that I've been invited to. I didn't go and look for them. People that I know thought that I may be interested and they came to me. So if you have a good network and you help each other, that's another way. So spending time investing in your network and building relationships can also be really good for that because people will think of you and hopefully invite you to things. Another thing, I can't say this on the podcast without mentioning podcasts. Podcasts can be a really good way to find other industry relevant vocabulary because if you find podcasts in your area, then you will hear people having discussions that will be more relevant to your area of work. So look out for podcasts or other publications if there are any magazines or organizations that send out newsletters, for example. I know we all have a lot of emails, but sometimes subscribing to newsletters can be really good from a language improver's point of view, because then you can get links to different articles talking about areas of your industry and work that may be useful. But even general ones as well, like even if you're not a copywriter, things signing up for information about how to write better, how to speak better. If you are a freelancer or a business owner, how to market yourself better. All of these things are a bit more general, but they're still relevant. And when we are independent learners, when we're adults who want to improve our language skills, we set the syllabus. This is the really fun part about it. You can choose what comes into your learning experience. So whether that's a podcast or a newsletter or an event, you can choose, and that's what makes it interesting, and that's what keeps it fresh, because you're not just doing the same stuff all the time. So those are some examples. It's not about necessarily creating more time, it's about integrating what you want to learn into your language learning program, or the other way around, making language learning part of what you do. Especially for those of us who are not living in the country where our target language is spoken, there's a bit more for us to do, because we aren't confronted with it every time we go and buy something at the supermarket. We have to look for the opportunities a bit harder, but they are there. And the fact that we have so many online events and online opportunities to come into contact with each other. The event that I went to yesterday was a hybrid event, so some of the people were there in one place together and the rest of us were joining remotely. That's the first time I've done that as well, to be honest. Most of the time it's either an online event or a face-to-face event, but some events are being opened up as hybrid events too. The same with conferences. I haven't been to any that have done that, but it's something that I've seen. So it's worth thinking, can I learn something new and work on my language skills at the same time? And if yes, it might be a good opportunity for you, even if it takes you out of your comfort zone a little bit, because that's how we grow. So I hope that's useful. And if you've done any of these things, if you have any good recommendations, if you want to share your experiences, you can send me a message at podcast@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can join the conversation on LinkedIn, which is where I spend most of my time nowadays. But I hope for everyone that you'll find one or more things that will help you and that will be useful for you as you develop your language skills. So have a great week and don't stop learning.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.